AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, presents our daily coverage from On Location in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun 2008. Brought to you by XMWX Weather and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Any pilot with designs on flying for a major airline will need a four-year degree. And to make that easier, Delta Connection and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University have joined in a program to give students who earn their ratings at Delta Connection 36 hours toward a degree. In this podcast from Sun and Fun, Delta's Doug Blissett explains the details.
We're speaking this afternoon with Doug Blissett, who's president of the Delta Connection. And today you announced a new partnership with Embry-Riddle for basically giving students who fly and earn their ratings at the Delta Connection credit towards a college degree, a four-year degree from Embry-Riddle. Before we talk about that, the Delta Connection's been around a while. Can you summarize some of the training programs you've offered and where those students go, what market you serve?
Sure, Paul. The Delta Connection Academy has been around since 1989. It started as Comair Aviation Academy and initially focused on training pilots to go into Comair Airlines. When Delta acquired them in 2000, we rebranded as Delta Connection Academy, and our focus is to provide professional ab initio training for the career-minded pilot. And so basically they come to us and spend, you know, usually up to a year in getting their licenses and certificates, and then hopefully spend another, you know, 6 to 12 months with us instructing future students to gain enough hours to be competitive for a regional airline career.
And what is the output of students yearly out of Delta Connection?
We have today 750 students enrolled across all of our campuses. The biggest campus is here in Sanford. But we generally graduate somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 students a year. And we send them to any number of regional carriers.
I think it doesn't have to be Delta.
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be Delta. Now, we do guarantee interviews with any of the Delta Connection carriers, but they can leave Delta Connection Academy and get a job at any one of the regional carriers in the U.S. or worldwide, for that fact. We've placed our pilots with 30 carriers in the U.S. and a number of international carriers as well.
Now, ab initio, a pilot would go from zero to fully multi-engine rated, a CFI also, I assume?
Absolutely.
And with some experience in there, he'd come out with, what, a couple hundred hours?
He'd come out of the initial program with around 250, 260 hours. And then what we like to do is pick the best students and bring them back as instructors. And during the course of you know, 9 months instructing, you can gain another 700-800 hours, and so you're well into that sweet spot of competitiveness for a regional career.
Before we talk about the partnership with Embry-Riddle, what is the demand like for pilots? Are all of those students coming out getting hired right away?
The demand for pilots out of flight training academies has probably been never been stronger. There is an awful lot of training that is going on worldwide. Boeing has estimated that there's a need for somewhere around 18,000 pilots a year on a worldwide basis. And as the U.S. carriers have ramped up in the last couple of years, regional carriers have gotten more aggressive in trying to refill that pipeline. And so there's a tremendous demand out there. You know, quite frankly, it sometimes hinders our ability to hang on to instructors as long as we'd like, because the regional carriers are anxious to get them into their programs and building toward their own professional careers as quickly as possible.
More from Delta Connection's Doug Blissett in a moment. Today's Sun and Fun coverage is presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the 7th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset. Also brought to you by XMWX.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. With flexible display solutions from aviation's biggest names, Datalink Weather from XMWX has been embraced by pilots and the industry alike. It's simply the best way to soar with confidence, in flight and every flight.
Now back to our coverage of Sun and Fun 2008 in Lakeland, Florida.
Ab initio, some of those students, men and women, come in with 0 hours and not necessarily a college degree.
Right.
So this partnership with Embry-Riddle makes that possible by giving them 36 hours 36 credit hours towards a college degree.
Exactly. It's essentially a student that graduates from the Connection Academy can then apply to Emory-Riddle, and those 36 credit hours that are available to them essentially could cut off more than a year of their four-year degree process. So it saves the student a lot of money. It speeds up their progression to that four-year career. And while some of the regional carriers don't require it, practically all the major carriers do require that. So the degree requirement is important as a, you know, not only as a requirement for the major carrier job, but also to enhance the overall training and decision-making capability of those future pilots.
Do you think the majors will relent on that requirement for a four-year degree as demand for pilots increases and they're not able to fill those seats?
I don't foresee that changing. I think the major carriers consider that an important part of the overall education. They want a well-rounded pilot who can make good decisions and has a good awareness of all kinds of issues throughout the industry. And that four-year degree is an important part of that requirement.
So essentially, someone coming out of Delta Connection applies to Embry-Riddle and will be looking at rather than a full 4 years, they'll be looking at 3 years or maybe a little more or less depending on how many credit hours they take each
right.
year. So that represents, just back of the envelope calculation here, a fair investment.
Your
Embry-Riddle
no
is not inexpensive.
Yeah. There's no question that, you know, a student that goes through that program and applies those credits, you know, you're talking about, you know, certainly more than $10,000 that they could cut off of their education process. So it's a big savings for the potential pilot.
The $64,000 question that everybody wants to ask but maybe never does is a 250-hour pilot in the right seat of a regional jet. Is that asking a lot of that training process?
Well, the regional carriers do their own, you know, training as well, and so, you know, they have to make the decision on what's appropriate for their future pilots, and, you know, they're not going to compromise safety in that. We think that a little more hours experience is good for both the student and for the regional carrier, so we'd like to see that requirement go back up into the 600-800 range, but the market's going to require pilots at whatever, you know, level that is appropriate for regional carriers. They're going to have to make that decision.
The reality is then that student is not coming out with 250 hours and going straight into the right seat.
No,
the reality
absolutely
is closer to 1,000 hours or more.
Well, historically it's been 1,000 hours or more. We've seen in the last year that number come down into the, you know, 400-500 hour range is probably typical, and in some cases has gone below that, but those are the exceptions. But, you know, we'd like to see a little bit more experience before they progress on to the regionals.
Is this program ready to go now, operating now?
It is in the process of being signed. We'll actually sign the formal contract today, and hopefully we'll have students ready to enter into these programs in the summer.
Okay, well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Doug.
Thank you, Paul.
Delta Connection's Doug Blissett speaking with AvWeb on location in Lakeland, Florida. Our daily audio coverage from Sun and Fun 2008 is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10 and by XMWX Weather. For more in-depth coverage of Sun and Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to www.avweb.com. For AvWeb Audio, Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.